I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Gobble, gobble, turkeys. What's up? James and Brad here. I'm Brad. He's James over there. You can't see him.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's a podcast. Happy Thanksgiving indeed. We're doing a podcast on Thanksgiving week because football never rests. So why should we? Coming to you on this Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, November 22nd, and the football playoffs are getting down to the North Finals. So we're going to preview all the games involving area teams. Got a little basketball to talk about. Been getting out to some games. And we'll have the Athlete of the Week nominees at the end of the program. So thanks for joining us. Coming to you every Wednesday. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at djournalsports. And next week, once you're tired of eating turkey sandwiches for every meal, go check out Pizza Doctor, our sponsor. Find them at Midtown Point in Tupelo. Got the sausage and a pepperoni today. Two old classic standbys. Not going as fast. The office is pretty empty, James. Everybody's getting out early.
True, but there's only one sausage slice left.
Okay.
And about half the pepperoni slices left. So the sometimes flew right off the
shelves. Good stuff, man.
Pepperoni. Oh, yeah.
It's good stuff, so check out Pizza Doctor. Okay, let's just jump right into it. Basketball has been going for a couple of weeks now. Like I said, been able to get out to some games. I went up to Myrtle on Monday and saw H.W. Byers take on Nettleton in a boys' game that I thought might be a good game. But Nettleton, I mean, their whole starting lineup is guys who start for the football team. And so they've only been back at it a little while. They're still trying to get some things ironed out. But H.W. Byers looks, I mean, just especially Jabari Wright, looked to be in midseason form already. And they won that game going away. Gosh, what was it, 65 to 36, something like that. I don't have it in front of me, but I can tell you what Jabari Wright did, 35 points. And that was with him going to the bench with about 5.5 minutes left in the game, you know, because it was a blowout. And shot, what, 13 of 27 from the field. I think he was 6 of 12 from three-point range. And he had a six-point – I can't say I've seen a six-point play in a while, James, but he had a six-point play there during a key stretch in the – I think it was the third quarter. Maybe in the second quarter. Either way, he hits a three-pointer. He gets fouled. Mm-hmm. So he's got a free throw coming. And then a Nettleton player gets teed up.
During the free throw?
Before the free throw. And so that's two more free throws for Byers. So Wright hits his initial free throw. Then he takes the tech free throws, hits them both, essentially a six-point play.
Wow.
So, yeah. And that's really what gave them some separation in that game, and they pulled away to win in a blowout. And then last night, Brendan was up at Boonville for their Thanksgiving tournament. They were taking on Canton, which is a really good boys team, well south of here, but Boonville lost that game. What was the final, James? But I mean, Boonville, you know, they're one of the best teams in the area, but this was a good early season test for them. I mean, you know, two-time defending 3A champs taking on a team like Canton, that's the kind of test you want early on, figure out some things you can fix. But yeah, Canton ended up with the win there on Tuesday. That score, here it is, 70-49. So Jamarian Davis Fleming had 18 points for Canton. He's one of the top juniors in the state. Coach Michael Smith of Boonville said they just got whooped on both ends of the floor. So it's one of those early season losses you can look back on later maybe and be like, okay, some good came of that. So
definitely. And, you know, I got this from when I was covering some high school basketball in Nebraska. There are a lot of smaller schools that a lot of times will ask some really, really big schools to come to town.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll probably go into it as the underdog most of the time. But what it does is it prepares you for later in the season when you're in the playoffs against a really good 3A team.
Yeah.
You know, it's these games against bigger schools that really help you against the other really good smaller schools.
Yeah, and Boonville does this every year. They play that tough non-division schedule. Okay, let's jump into football real quick. Looking back at last week, That was the quarterfinal round in 7A. Tupelo saw its season come to an end at the hands of Madison Central, 14-12 the final, the same score that Tupelo beat Madison Central by during the regular season. That Madison Central defense, ever since giving up 39 points to Starkville 4 weeks ago, has been a shutdown unit, only giving up 15 in the three games since, and 12 of those were to Tupelo. Tupelo, haunted by a special teams mistake, had an extra point get blocked after the first touchdown. So the next time they scored, they tried to go for two to tie it at 14. That got stopped. I mean, just a bunch of big stops by Madison Central throughout that game against a really good offense. Now, Tupelo's defense played as well as you would have hoped, played well enough to win the game, but the offense that was on such a roll coming in to this game just could not get going. Madison Central brought a lot of pressure on Jeremiah Harrell, and he made some really good throws under duress, but never really could get the running game on track. Madison Central just controlled the ball. I think they ran 58 plays to Tupelo's 39, and Glenn Singleton, the running back, just was so consistent, 4, 5, 6 yards at a time, and he helped them run out the last 3 minutes of that game, just running the ball and getting first down. So not the ending Tupelo had in mind for this season, but that's life in 7A for you. Then we had Vardaman. This is the game you were at.
Yep.
Went up to Baldwin and won in a 1A playoff game. So the Rams still undefeated. Looked like it was going to be a shootout. Second half defenses kind of took over.
They gave up the first half alone, so you're thinking, okay, it looks like Baldwin's cracked the code a little bit. But after that, the second half actually started with, there were four possessions, all four ended in turnovers for both teams, so two by each. And then Vardaman just their defense was locked in. They were winning the line of scrimmage more. And the offense went on an 18 play, 69-70-yard drive.
Took like a whole quarter's worth of time almost.
Yeah, it ended late. It started late in the third quarter, ended late in the fourth. And wow, that, to me, kind of was the difference, because not only was the defense doing as well as it did, but the offense gave them enough of a cushion to be able to really build off of that and really put the nail in the coffin in that game.
Yeah, so 27-20, Vardaman the winner in that one. A couple of other notable results. Houston beat West Lauderdale. Jalen Washington went off, 383 yards and 5 touchdowns for the Houston running back. Morville, oh man, what a run by the Troopers, though. I mean, it was the deepest playoff run in program history. They won 9 games. We've been over this a million times, but they went 0-10 last year, okay? It's a remarkable turnaround for that program and gives them a lot of momentum going into next year, where they're going to have a lot of dudes back. Wyatt McDaniels will hopefully be plenty healthy by then, the quarterback, and got some other dudes coming back. The defense, man, that was the big difference for them this year, especially in the playoffs. I mean, just did a 180 from last year, and they couldn't – really the last few years, they couldn't stop anybody. So guys like Brooks Van Landingham and Will Carnathan and Seth Conley, I mean, all those guys just had a tremendous season as a defensive unit. Okay, let's look ahead. We got 4 games involving area teams this week. It's the North Finals, a.k.a. the state semifinals. In 7A, Madison Central visits Starkville. I mentioned earlier, Starkville beat Madison Central 4 weeks ago, 39-7. Based on what I saw from that MC defense, I don't know how Starkville scored 39, but they did. I mean, Starkville has some really good weapons. Trey Petty, Braylon Burnside, Jay Stevenson, Cortland Cooper. But if that Madison Central defense can play again this week the way it did last week against Tupelo, I like their chances. I don't know if they win, because that Madison Central offense is not that impressive to me. So I think Starkville can win a kind of low-scoring game as they try to get back to a state championship game again. 5A West Point goes to Clarksdale. They played earlier in the year. Clarksdale won that game. It was a close one, and it was at Clarksdale like this one. But West Point's got Cannon Daniels. He's over 2,000 yards again. And, you know, this is their ninth straight north half appearance for West Point. You haven't been here long, James, but if you haven't learned already, you will. Not wise to bet against West Point.
No, not especially with the experience that they have and the elite playmakers that they have. It's going to make for a really interesting game.
Yeah, and Clarksdale is kind of the Clarksdale of old this year. So kind of what we were used to seeing a few years ago with them. 4A, Houston at Louisville. Man, you feel like Houston ought to give them a good game. I thought that during the regular season. They got blown out 50-6. Jalen Washington got held to like 40-something yards. Last year they met in the North Final. Louisville won, but that was a close one, 31-21. And that was without Jalen Washington because he was still out with that ACL. So I don't know what's going to happen this week. You would pick Louisville to win. I mean, they're the reigning champs. They've won, 24 straight games, I think it is. Houston, if they can get Washington going, they'll have a shot. And that's the game you'll be at.
Yep, that's the game I'll be at. I'm told that Louisville is a very fast defense is what gets you. And that speed is used to create a kind of physicality that just wears the opposition down. I would guess that's what happened when Houston came down there a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure specifically, but
yeah. There's
a pretty good chance that happened. But being able to answer that and being able to limit the offense to the best of their ability will be a big key. Yeah, really, really big keys for Houston.
I don't think they want to get in a shootout with Louisville. I mean, not that Louisville has the most explosive offense in the world, but I think a lower scoring game helps them. I mean, they can put up points, obviously. They hung 50 on them last time. 1A, man, this is the game of the week for me. Vardaman at Biggersville. I've been kind of really eager to see if these two would match up, and not surprisingly, they are matching up in the North Final. Vardaman undefeated. Biggersville, its only loss came to Nettleton early in the year, 3A team. And Biggersville has been the favorite all year in 1A. I've seen both teams. I know you saw Vardaman last week. Have you seen Biggersville this year?
I did. I saw them play Baldwin.
So, you know, we've seen both these teams. Some similarities in that they both have quarterbacks who don't throw it often, but they can – I mean, you saw it last week with Brady White and Vardaman. When they need to throw it, they can throw it. I mean, they can spin it. And they're both, I can't remember how tall Drew Rousey is, probably 6 foot, 6'1". But the kid for Vardaman, Brady White, he's like 6'3". And so you got two guys who can stand in there and chuck it when needed. But they've got so many playmakers. Jathan Hatch for Biggersville, the running back. And, of course, Trey Gunn, who does a little bit of everything. And then on Vardaman's side, you got Zay Pratt, the running back. And you got, four or five other guys that can do damage with the ball. So, looking at Pratt and Hatch, they're kind of similar. They got a similar build. They're both about 6'1", 6'2", 215, 220. I would say, though, Hatch probably has more of that explosiveness than Pratt. Is that kind of what your line of thought there? I mean, Pratt's very good. I just don't think he has that D1 speed that Hatch has.
I think so. When I saw the two of them against Baldwin, they did make an impact, but I feel like Hatch just was not only more versatile, like he was able to burn you both on the ground and through the air, but there was just a little bit more pop to his game.
Yeah. But Pratt is the kind of guy that can grind it out and grind out the yardage and keep your offense on the field. That's probably what they're going to need him to do, because Biggersville is known for hitting those big plays and scoring in a hurry.
100%.
And if you let that happen to you, like the game I was at when Biggersville beat TCPS, he just punched him in the mouth, three quick touchdowns. Can't let that happen. If you can go into halftime still in the game, you got to feel pretty good about your chances. So Vardaman and Biggersville, Brendan will be covering that game for us. So I'll look for coverage of all these games. I'll be at West Point Clarksdale, by the way. But we'll have coverage at djournal.com and, of course, in Saturday's Daily Journal. Let's wrap it up with the Athlete of the Week nominees. You can go to our Twitter page at djournalsports to vote for male and female athletes of the week. The female nominees, Chloe Chisholm of New Site Basketball, Melanie Holt of Itawamba AHS Soccer, and Brooklyn Roberts of Thrasher Basketball. Male athlete nominees, Cannon Daniels of West Point Football, Jalen Washington of Houston Football, and Gunnar Wesson of Saltillo Basketball. So that's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us. Coming to you every Wednesday. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, or online at preprally.djournal.com. On Twitter, at djournalsports. I'm on there at Brad Locke. James is on there at JS Murphy Media. And I hope everyone has a lovely Thanksgiving. And Podgator wishes you well also. See you next week.